Do you have that broadside, Dennis? Is it here? Is it ready?
Or yeah, it's ready.
Can I get one now or reprint it if you can?
Sure.
Get one to me. Because I've got a poem here called Watching the Skies that came not out of that, but after it, and I want to repost it. Great, I can read it as though it were the first time I see it again like insects. The poem I'm about to read that Dennis has done a broadside of is earlier by about a year than the poems that I'm reading now tonight. They are eyes. They are eyes. They are eyes, intent on us. And their intents that we do good, thus, to this end, by being small, they make us spacious so that we know scope, and are circular and flat to make us know how round and tall we are, like wells we are to lean into, to drink, and dip up water for the quick, and still whose light we share. They shine, not alone to say, let your gleam be revealed, but to remind us of the darkness each encloses. Aren't they enormous also, to help us know the ant, or bee, or cells of our own body, and to warn us we can be mistaken, and more than one can count or even see, because if a person lose awareness of his weight among the billions of his kind, his life will waste, and they are blind. To remind us, each is singular, and to insist, you must use your mind to make believe the stories of the real you tell are true, and think of how we constellate.